Today we'll be doing Sevbez. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Tzoa Beguma, if there is feces in a hole in a pit, Maniach Sandalo Aleha Vikore, you put your shoe, your foot over the hole and you can recite Shema, Tachashiva Kimechusa, for that qualifies as being covered. Vechivan She'in Reach Ramagialo Mutter. And since no bad smell is permeating, because you're preventing the smell by putting your foot on top of the hole, then it's permissible to recite Shema. Vehu Shelo Yehi Sandalo No Geya. This is provided that your shoe doesn't actually touch the feces itself. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Dala tells us sandalo, lav dafka sandal, hu hadin be'iza dover shemechase mahane. So it could really be anything that covers, it doesn't have to specifically be a shoe. The nakat sandal, delo sema devata legabi gufo vahavi kemoshe mechasa oso biraglo yechefa, de bevade in gufo chashuv kisui kamash malan. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch specifies a shoe is because one might have thought that perhaps a shoe is just like using my body, using the regular part of your body typically is an insufficient covering. The chiddush is that a shoe qualifies as enough of a covering. Shelo yehe, rotzo lomar, afilu im ein hatzoa mispashet al tzdadei asandal mibachutz ve'ino nireh. Even if the feces doesn't spread to the side of the shoe and it's not visible from the outside, v'yaf agav deva ashashes afilu nogeya udevuka bashare mipenei she'ino nireh mibachutz. And even though in the case of the toilet, in the case of the clear piece of glass, even if it's touching it, it's permissible because it's not visible from the outside, sandalo garat. But by a shoe, if the feces gets onto the shoe, that would be problematic. Therefore, the only way you would be allowed to recite Shema is if you removed your shoe once it touched the feces. No geya. Ayn ba'olas tamed ufri magadim shemitzadim lomar deim achar shakara kriyat Shema uvir choseha matzot tzoa devuka besandalo mitachti. So, if after you recited Shema and the brachos, you found feces on the bottom part of your shoe, you have to repeat Shema without the brachos. If you found feces on the side of the sandal, on the outer part of the shoe, then it says, see later on what the halacha would be. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Gimel tomorrow.